Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the TDN condition in their dairy herd and what to be looking for as we progress through the fall season. When TDN condition decreases or we have an increase in TDN score, we have the possibility that more bacteria are going to be hanging around that teat canal. This generally results in an increase in somatic cell count as well as your clinical mastitis cases. So one of the best ways we have to prevent an increase in somatic cell count and increases in our clinical mastitis cases is to simply do a better job of helping the cow develop a good teat in. So how do we do that? Well, the primary way we actually do that is through, number one, our milking equipment, making sure that it's adjusted correctly and making sure that we avoid over-milking. Now, the second part of that is what we use for post-dip. As we move into the wintertime, many times we use teat dips that we call winterized. In other words, they have extra emollients or teat-in conditioners in them. So what I'd encourage you to do is maybe start visiting with your dairy supplier. Our general recommendation is we should really start using that wintertime teat dip prior to the start of cold weather. So if you think about that, by the end of October, you should probably be using something different than what you're using today. So today might be a good time to think about that and make your plans for the fall season. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to begin thinking about how they're going to protect the teat ends of their cows in the wintertime.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.